Everything that ends up in Sacramento's 28 library branches starts out in the basement of the Central Library in downtown Sacramento.
This is where we have a lot of our collections.
They're here for processing and cataloging.
Lori Easterwood is overseeing the new Library of Things.
So we just got the instruments in and we're unboxing those. And this has been kind of like Christmas, opening all this fun stuff, ukuleles, a couple of sets of drums.
The library circulation coordinator, Sherry Nicolini, is unboxing a beautiful rosewood-colored Spanish guitar.
Oh, that one's pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, wow.
It needs to be tuned, though.
Nicolini has also been cataloging 70 boutique board games with names like The Forbidden Desert and Munchkin Deluxe. She has to keep a record of all the little game pieces and put them into plastic bags.
We have some that are more adult kind of games, not the adult, but adult age kind of games. Family games, lots of family games, and younger kid games.
The Library of Things also includes video games, GoPro cameras, and sewing machines that you can check out with your library card and take home. There are some things you can check out at the library, but you can't take out. Things like a bike repair station and a 3D scanner. Easterwood says they picked all these things based on the results of an online vote through the library's website.
One of the funny things that somebody suggested for the Library of Things, an automobile, being able to check out a car from the library, which was not in our budget.
That budget is $10,000, money from a federal grant the library got through the Library Services and Technology Act. Easterwood trusts that all these newly bought things will come back undamaged.
There will be an agreement that people have to sign for some of the items, the more expensive ones, and they'll be expected to bring them back in the condition they found them, just as they would any other item.
Above the basement processing center on the main floor, people are checking out the library's more traditional offerings, books, along with CDs and DVDs.
There you go. That's due back on the 24th of March.
The folks we talked to like the library's expansion of its non-book offerings.
People might not be able to have access to something they might want to explore. It's a hard economy right now, and I think it's a fabulous idea.
Some people would see something and they might say, well, hey, I like this, you know, and it becomes a hobby or something.
A lot of people used to be able to borrow things from their neighbors or from family members, and this makes another option.
That was Ellen Walrath, preceded by Arzo Timms and Lynn Flanagan. Sacramento's Library of Things is part of a nationwide effort to reintroduce us to our local libraries and expand ideas of what a library can be.
There's a movement towards a lot of innovation and experimentation in libraries.
Ken Haycock is a longtime library and information science educator with the University of Southern California in Los Angeles.
I think the issue is, how can we have more experiments and innovations that are still true to the mission of libraries? And that's what you're seeing in Sacramento, that needs to be girded in a distinct community need and a very strong assessment in terms of the benefit of a return on investment for community tax dollars.
In Sacramento, those dollars come from property taxes. Rivka Sass is Sacramento's library director. She says even though e-books from the library are gaining in popularity, people still want to come to a physical location. Traditional book checkouts are up by about 3%. And Sass says the Library of Things is an extension of new ways people are using the library.
They're using us more as gathering places. You know, we offer high school diplomas, prom dresses, which we do also. You can come into the library and borrow a prom dress. And the things are just one more facet of helping people, sure, have fun. We have a lot of games, but there are other resources that they'll then discover that we have by coming in maybe for the fun thing.
Items from the Library of Things will be offered at the Arcade Branch on Marconi Avenue. That's where a kickoff event will be held this Saturday. This is Capital Public Radio.